think, you know, if the Lord willing, I have children later on, I'm going to need to continue to mature, continue to grow.
我明白到自己唔单止系要做一个成年嘅人，但系要做一个成熟嘅人。
Not only do I need to grow up, but I also need to mature.
成年嘅人系讲岁数，成熟嘅人系讲心态同埋谂法。
So growing up is just simply about growing up in age, but maturing is a lot about character, attitudes, and thoughts.
当我每年反省翻自己点样成长成熟，我先明白神系。每年都挑战我，唔单止做一个成熟嘅成年人，系一个成熟嘅门徒。
And so each year as I reflect, God really does challenge me, to grow in maturity, not just as an adult, but also as a disciple of Christ.
今朝早喺路加福音第七章呢篇经文，神系会鼓励我哋，大家系放低幼稚嘅谂法，而用学习点样咩叫做系属灵嘅成熟。
And so as we read this passage today, I believe God is really challenging us to be able to grow up as a church family out of our childish ways and into God's maturity.
开始之前我们再投入祷告。
Before we begin, let us pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Lord God, we thank you.
我们住在一个这么美好、这么有自由的国家，都是你而来的。
The fact that we can live in such a free and wonderfully blessed country is really from your hand.
好像我们刚才唱的歌 God keep our land glorious and free.
Just like we were singing the anthem before, God keep our glorious land free.
现在我们作为教会家庭，我们打开你篇经文，求你向我们讲说话。
As we come before you as a church family, we pray that you would speak your word to us.
使我哋能够知道乜嘢叫做幼稚，乜嘢叫做属灵嘅成熟嘅态度。
Help us to be able to discern between what's childish ways and what is maturity in your sight.
帮我哋离弃幼稚，追求成熟。
Lord, help us leave our childish ways so that we can pursue after maturity.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅圣名祈求。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
阿门。喺呢篇经文第七章，呢篇经文。十八節開始啦，我哋睇得到關於呢一個施洗約翰呢個人物。
And so in Luke chapter 7, actually starting from verse 18, we begin to see the personality of John the Baptist.
施洗約翰唔係使徒約翰，唔係嗰個使徒。
So John the Baptist, just to clarify, is not the disciple John.
即係唔係耶穌嗰十二個使徒其中一個，唔係嗰個。
Okay, so this John is not one of the 12. Apostle
系耶稣开始去事工，讲到医治病之前，呢个人物系介绍耶稣呢个人物。
This John was the John who, prior to Jesus starting his ministry, was the one who introduced Jesus.
咁先知约翰宣讲话天国嚟啦，人我哋要预备尼赛亚嚟，预备我哋要悔改认罪。
And so the message of John the Baptist was that the Messiah is coming, the kingdom of heaven is near, it is time to repent.
而愿意归向神嘅人就接受洗礼。
And so those who are willing to accept the kingdom of God receive baptism.
呢篇经文我睇得到第二十四节写住约翰所差来嘅人既走了。
And so in verse 24 we can see here when John's messenger had gone, Jesus began to speak.
当耶稣开始去个事工嗰阵时，大部分以前跟随施洗约翰嘅人就开始跟随耶稣。
And so a lot of the people who used to follow John the Baptist started to follow Jesus。
咁耶稣就开始教导，开始医治病。
And Jesus started his ministry by healing, by teaching。
但施洗约翰开始自己怀疑自己嘅信息，点解咧？佢仲坐喺监狱里边。
And so John the Baptist started to actually question his own ministry. Then the reason for that was because he was still sitting in prison.
因为他还以为耶和华来带这个末世的祝福的时候，尼赛亚来，他会释放所有的人神的子民。
He had this expectation that when the Messiah came, he would set free all of God's people.
那施洗约翰就差派某些的门徒问下耶稣啊，耶稣啊，你是不是真是神差来的尼赛亚？
And so John sentsome of his own disciples to go ask Jesus, are you truly the one who is being sent by God? Are you truly the Messiah?
耶稣话根据佢所行嘅奇迹，佢讲嘅道系，佢系尼赛亚。
So Jesus answered him, you know, based on my miracles, based on the message that I am preaching, yes, I am the Messiah.
但系唔系好似施洗约翰想象咁。
However, it's not the type of Messiah that John the Baptist had in mind.
因为以距离天国完全降临还有很长的时间。
Because before the full kingdom of heaven was to descend, there's still a long time yet.
咁约翰差嚟嗰啲人走咗啦，咁耶稣就开始讲论约翰嘅身份同埋角色。
And so after those messengers left, Jesus started to preach to his disciples about John the Baptist's identity.
佢问三个问题。
He asked three questions.
第一个问题我哋睇下第二十四节。
And so we see the first question is in verse 24.
佢话你们从前出去旷野是要睇啲咩咧？系咪睇睇风吹动嘅芦苇呢？
So he asked, what did you go see in the wilderness? Is it a reed that is shaken by the wind?
你可以想象下一株被风吹嘅芦苇，或者好长嘅草被风吹来吹去。
So you can kind of imagine or think this reed or this really long piece of grass that's being blown by the wind here and there.
佢想比喻施洗约翰。
And so he's using this analogy for John the Baptist.
佢问众人：你系咪出去听一个冇自己立场、摇摆不定嘅人讲道咧
？So Jesus is asking those listening to him, do you see someone who is actually shaken by the winds of teachings here and there, easily swayed by people's opinions and expectations?
耶稣嘅答案系当然唔系啦，因为约翰系有稳定理念嘅讲员。
And so Jesus' answer is definitely not, because John the Baptist was a man of conviction.
佢甚至约翰甚至不畏强权，指出希律律王去犯嘅罪。
He had such conviction that he even corrected and convicted Herod, the ruler in that area at the time, and Herod had thrown him in prison.
系，仲被希律王就放喺监狱里边系。第二个问题咧，佢就问：咁如果唔系一个好似芦苇嘅人，咁佢系咩人咧？睇下第二十五节。
So if it's not someone that is being shaken, what kind of person is he? Let's take a look at verse 25.
你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？
So he asked, what then do you see? Is it a man dressed in soft and fancy clothing?
他问你咪就系出去系睇见一个有喺世上里边有权势嘅地位嘅人呢？
So Jesus is asking, are you looking at someone who is pursuing after significance and power in the world's eyes?
好似个官，好似个皇帝、王子咁。
Someone like an official, a governor, or a prince?
睇二十五节，耶稣话唔系。
If you look at verse 25, Jesus says no.
佢那穿华丽衣服、宴乐度日的人，是在皇宫里。
So Jesus answered, no, behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in the king's courts.
约翰住喺旷野。
And yet John lived in the wilderness.
佢着嘅衫就系动物嘅皮毛。
What he was dressed in was the hair of animals, and he lived in the wilderness.
佢讲嘅道唔系表演或者为咗娱乐。
The message he preached was not entertaining.
佢嘅内容，佢嘅信息嘅内容系强烈同埋有权柄嘅。
It was not a show of performance, it was a strong and authoritative message.
在旧约的先知很多时都是来自卑微的出处，而不是皇宫。
And so, if you think about it, in the Old Testament, a lot of the prophets actually, didn't live inside the king's palace. They lived in obscure places.
所以众人他们知道神是透过约翰，施洗约翰成就一些很特别的事。
And so the audience, the people listening, actually knew that God was up to something special. He was doing something unique in John the Baptist.
咁耶稣第三个问题，我哋睇下第二十六节。
So let's take a look at Jesus' third question. Let's take a look at verse 27.
你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知么？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。
And Jesus says, then what did you go out and see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you.And even more than a prophet.
其实呢班以色列人，佢哋已经知道，佢已经觉得施洗约翰系一个先知。
Actually, these groups of Jews, the Israelites, actually realized that John was a prophet.
但耶稣话施洗约翰系比旧约嗰啲先知更伟大。
However, Jesus said that John the Baptist was even greater than the prophets of the Old Testament.
因为透过约翰。神是成就去在旧约的应许
Because through John the Baptist, God was using him to fulfill the prophecies within the Old Testament.
咁耶稣喺第27节就提起呢一个喺马拉基书第三章第一节嘅预言。
So in verse 27, Jesus mentions the prophecy in Malachi 3, verse 1.
耶稣话经常记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路，所说的就是这个人，就是施洗约翰。
So he quotes from there and he says, "This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.'" And he's referring to John the Baptist.
喺旧约，以色列人佢哋犯罪拜偶像，神就惩罚佢哋。
In the Old Testament, when the Israelites sinned, when they worshipped idols, the Lord punished them.
但耶和华依然系充满恩惠同埋恩典嘅神。
And yet, God continually showed grace and His mercy.
佢话立新约。
God said, "I will establish with you a new covenant."
喺将来，佢有末日嘅希望。
That there will be this hope for the future.
当神嘅仆人。这个尼赛亚尼他就会抹开所有的眼泪去保护神自己的子民给他们充满完全的生命喜乐和平安。
So God speaks and says that when my servant comes, when the Messiah comes, I will wipe away every tear, I will heal all your diseases and bring you hope and joy.
但有个条件，如果神的子民若果不肯认罪悔改，原来末日的盼望同时是上帝的审判世人的时候。
However, there is a condition, and it is that if God's people doesn't repent, that blessing will actually turn into judgment.
在马拉基第三章第一节的预言就是讲紧尼赛亚尼之前会有一个先知，是好似一个以尼亚叫乜以利亚的一个先知的人会出现。
So in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1, it talks about this Elijah figure who is going to come.
这个以利亚，你记得以前他没死，神是即刻是带他上天堂。
If you guys remember, in the Old Testament, Elijah was someone who actually never died. God lifted him into heaven.
神说有个先知是好像以利亚的，他就会来，是预备道路为了尼赛亚。
And so the Lord says, there's going to be an Elijah figure, a prophet like Elijah, who is going to come.
咁约这个使者系会点样预备道路呢？
And so how will this prophet actually prepare the way?
叫人全心归向神。
He will be calling everyone to turn their hearts fully towards God.
叫人们顺服摩西嘅律法。
Will teach the people to truly obey the words and the laws of Moses.
耶稣说这位就是施洗约翰。
And so Jesus says, this person who will teach you to repent, this is John the Baptist.
那所以他向人来解释神救赎 世人的末日的盼望，就是先透过施洗约翰来到之后，跟着尼赛亚就来。
And so he speaks that before this hope, this wonderful blessing comes, it is going to be through the introduction of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰不是普通的先知。
And so John the Baptist is not any regular prophet.
施洗约翰是神给末日希望这个先知。
John the Baptist is the end times, the one who gives hope. He's that prophet.
耶稣甚至说在第38节，凡妇人所生的没有一个大过约翰的。
Jesus even goes as far as to say, there is no one greater than John, born of woman.
除了耶稣，在耶和华面前，约翰在这段时间是最伟大的。
And so, aside from Jesus, during this period of time, during this season, there is no one greater than John.
因为他担当这个重要的使命。
And because he carries this very important mantle.
但是耶稣提起说约翰这个伟大的地位，它不是它重点，不是耶稣的重点。
However, Jesus' main emphasis isn't actually on John the Baptist's significance.
你再看看28节。
If you actually look more carefully in verse 28,
它说有个比较，然而神国里最小的比约翰还大。
Actually, if you look carefully, there's another comparison. He says that, yet those, who are of the kingdom of God, even the least of them is greater than John.
在这篇讲道的大纲，你可以看得到，神透过施洗约翰作工，让本来卑微的人得以进入神的国，并尊为大。
So it says, yet those baptized by John and have entered the kingdom when they repent of their sins, even the least important in the kingdom are more important in God's sight.
神是差遣施洗约翰作为耶稣基督开路的先锋。
God has chosen John the Baptist to inaugurate the Messiah for the work that he is doing in his kingdom.
为他末世的救恩展开瞩目。
To bring about a forerunner to inaugurate his kingdom's work.
无论是哪个，如果是接受神的信息，认罪悔改，就能够进入神的国度。
And so for anyone who is willing to repent, who is willing to receive this blessing, can enter into the kingdom of God.
这些人在神面前是很伟大。
These people in God's sight are great.
不是因为他们自己个人做些什么是伟大，是神称他作为伟大。
And it's not because they have actually done anything great, it is because God has established them as great.
咁对我哋有啲咩关系呢？
So how does this relate to us?
我自己嘅爱好，其中嘅爱好，我鍾意读 biography， 鍾意做传记。
So for myself, I actually really like to read biographies.
咁最近读下唔同国家以前嘅领袖，好出名嘅领袖啊，成。
I like to read about previous rulers, prime ministers.
係啦，我发觉到佢虽然喺世上做咗好多嘢，但到佢死嗰阵时候，已经就冇啦，已经完成啦。
And a lot of times when I'm reading this, I see even though that they've done a lot of great things while they're alive, by the time they die, they're forgotten.
仲好笑，佢下一代嗰啲细蚊仔真系忘记咗佢。
Okay, yeah, and the next generation they actually forget them.
但系神嘅子民进入神国嘅人，耶和华神以后都唔会忘记我哋。
However, those who enter into God's kingdom, God will actually never ever forget us.
如果我哋觉得可能喺世上个地位好低，自己好似冇做啲有意义嘅嘢。
We might think that our place here on earth is not very significant, that we haven't done anything great.
如果你系信耶稣基督，你系进入咗神嘅天国，你已经系被神称为伟大。
However, if you have placed your trust in Jesus, if you have entered into the kingdom of heaven, you've already been called great by God.
点解要好似好忙碌咁追求神，即系呢个世人觉得系最重要嘅嘢咧？
Why do people seek after what the world thinks is so important?
不如我哋 rest 喺我哋应该系相信同埋接受神称我哋为作为伟大。这个应许，这个祝福。
Instead of always striving after what this world has to offer, why don't we just rest in what God has already done and in our identity in His kingdom?
但有个条件。
There is a condition.
这篇大纲写着，我们必须认罪悔改，先能够得着神的宽恕。
We need to recognize our need for God and need for God's forgiveness and we need to repent.
路加这个作者，路加是作者，路加是门徒其中一个第一世代的门徒。他的作者他就解释其实有两班人两个不同的反应。
So Luke, who is the writer of this passage, he's one of the first generation disciples. He explains that there's actually two types of people.
看看第29到30节。
So let's take a look at verses 29-30.
众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话，就以神为义。但法利赛人和法律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
So when all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
一班人他们接受神透过约翰的信息和洗礼。
So there's a group of people that actually had gone through the baptism of John the Baptist.
29節話佢哋就以神為義。
And so in verse 29 it says those people consider God or declared God just.
以神為義，即係可以換句話講，即係話稱神為義。
So it doesn't mean that people were making God just, but they were declaring that God is already
just. 他們不可以令到神為義，因為神已經是公義的神。
So they can't, these people can't make God just or righteous. God is already righteous. He's already just.
一班人，他們理解神是公義的，因為他是聽到耶穌說這個祝福是真的達到在進入神天國的人。
So these people recognize that God is just because they had recognized Jesus and that those through Jesus have been made righteous.
耶稣告诉他们，跟着他们就知道神所应许的是永不落空的。That all of God's promises are not empty, they will be fulfilled. 同埋就进入神天国的人就得到神的喜悦，同埋得到祂的称赞。
And so those who enter God's kingdom, they're truly the ones who will receive praise and honor from God.
相反，有法利赛人同埋呢个摩西嘅律法师。
And so on the flip side, the religious people, this would be the Pharisees, those who had followed Moses' laws.
因为佢哋拒绝，佢哋唔接受约翰嘅洗礼，同埋又废弃咗神嘅旨意。
So because they rejected John the Baptist's baptism as well as God's will.
他们不相信约翰是神的先知，不相信耶稣是神的尼赛亚。
They did not believe that John the Baptist was sent from God. They also did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah from God.
这班法利赛人他以自为义，他觉得自己是 righteous， 以自为义，同埋是谴责其他人，说他们是罪人，但是法利赛人觉得自己不是。
And so these Pharisees actually thought that they're the righteous ones, and they look down on everyone else, thinking that they're not righteous, but they consider themselves just.
我哋今日今朝早，我哋系需要回应神透过先喺透过施洗约翰，然后透过我哋个主耶稣基督，跟住透过耶稣嘅门徒写喺新约嘅话语，我哋回应。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we need to respond. We need to respond to what God has first said through John the Baptist and through Jesus and written within his word through Luke.
在29节，路加是提起税利的人，同埋迟啲会讲话呢班是罪人，犯罪的人。
So in verse 29, Luke mentions this group of immoral people, this group of sinners.
你觉得嗰啲税利人佢哋系罪人，点解咧？系因为罗马呢个国家系侵略咗以色列。
So these tax collectors, why they are grouped within these group of sinners is because the Romans had taken over.
令到以色列人冇晒自由。
And so because the Romans have taken over, the Israelites had no freedom.
但呢班作为税利嘅人，明明系犹太人，点解会帮罗马政府咧？
However, these tax collectors, even though they are by birth Israelites, why in the world would they help?
所以你觉得呢班人根本系义务仔 ，they're traders.
Yeah, and so when they look at these tax collectors, they see them as traders. Why would they help those who are oppressing us?
但呢个唔系耶稣同埋唔系圣经嘅角度。
However, this is not the viewpoint of Christ or the viewpoint of the scriptures.
嗰班接受悔改、接受约翰嘅洗礼嘅税利人咧？他们即使他们是在人面前是卑微的人，但是只要他们认罪悔改，他就得到神的悦纳。
And so even though these group of tax collectors are looked down upon by the Israelites, by the general public, because they have received John the Baptist's baptism and they have come and repented before God, God actually accepts them.
无论我们曾经做过什么错误，做了什么邋遢的事，
And so for us, no matter what we have done in the past, no matter what kind of sins, how vile.
如果我们现在可以接受神的信息，肯认罪悔改，肯接受神的宽恕。
If today we can receive God's forgiveness, can receive His message and repent.
我们都可以进入神的天国。
We can also enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们都可以领受 神称我哋为伟大。
We can also receive the fact that God has called us great.
但我哋要悔改。
But we need to repent.
留意经文中里面睇得到系唔可以唔进入神国嘅人，反而系宗教嘅导师。
So we see here in scripture, those who did not enter into God's kingdom are actually those who are even those who taught the law.
我哋读圣经嗰时候，可能觉得啲法利赛人系一个好坏嘅人。
When we're actually reading scripture, we might think, "Oh, these Pharisees, they're horrible, they're evil."
其实喺第一世纪喺以色列人面前，呢啲就系好似我哋所谓嘅神学家、牧师、教会领袖一样啊！佢哋可以好尊敬佢哋。
However, when we actually look deeper into it, in the first century, the Pharisees, they're equivalent to our today's pastors, theologians, or we can even say deacons.
竟然耶稣会话呢班教即系叫做神嘅子民嘅领袖，佢哋系废弃咗神嘅旨意。竟然佢耶稣会圣经会咁样讲。
How then does Jesus say, you know, this group of people who actually leads the people of God, that they have rejected the purposes and the will of God?
所以咧，我哋要今日咧就要，好清楚要问下自己，我哋到底系属于边一边？
And so today we must seriously reflect and consider and ask ourselves, you know, which group do we belong to?
我哋系咪只系有外表好似好忠心，但系内心唔系咧？
Do we only have an external religiosity, but inside our hearts we haven't repented?
或者我哋人哋其他人唔知，但我哋知，我哋系继续犯嘅罪，但我哋唔肯改咧。
Or maybe we have hidden sins inside and nobody knows, but we know ourselves and we're not willing to repent.
或者我哋嘅行为系社会接受，但系神唔接受咧。
Or maybe our conduct is actually accepted by the general public, even uplifted by them, but God does not accept our conduct.
即系我哋系企喺神嘅天国嗰边。
So when we stand before God,
我哋系明白，虽然我哋自己唔配。
That even though we understand that we are not worthy,
但如果我哋只承认自己系罪人，我哋需要神嘅恩典。
But instead we admit that we are sinners and we need God's grace.
神就会接纳我哋。
That God would accept us.
我哋就凡事都系感谢、颂赞神。
And so in everything, our attitude towards God is one of praise and of thanksgiving.
其实好多时喺教会，我哋都听到有啲人话，可能系翻嚟教会有兴趣，但系觉得自己未准备好，决志跟随神。
Maybe a lot of times, we hear people coming to church, they're interested in coming to church, but they keep saying, oh, I'm not ready to accept Christ, I'm not ready to get baptized.
有些人回来教会很久，但是觉得自己未准备好受浸。
Or it could even be some who have been attending church for a very long time, but think, oh, well, I'm just not ready to get baptized.
可能他们觉得他们先要改善自己，做更虔诚的基督徒。
Maybe some of the thoughts are, I need to fix myself first, I need to become a better Christian, I need to do more things.
读多啲圣经啊，加参与更多嘅侍奉啊，等等。
Maybe read more scriptures or participate in more ministries.
跟住将来有一日可能会够合资格嚟受洗。
And so maybe one day I'll become worthy enough to become baptized.
但系咁嘅谂法系确令人失错咗神赐俾我哋嘅恩典。
However, if we think like this, we've completely missed the point of God's grace.
神嘅恩典系我哋系唔配，但谦卑自己喺神面前，先能够得到神嘅喜悦。
The message of God's grace is the reality that we are not worthy. However, if we come before God and humble ourselves in His sight, that's only when God can lift us up.
恩典唔系我哋赚翻嚟嘅。
Grace is not something that we earn.
系我哋理解到神系一个大方、慷慨、豁达嘅神。
It's us recognizing that God is a big, a great, and a benevolent God.
其实如果我哋完全系坦白、老实嚟讲咧，喺我哋如果我哋咁样谂咁嘅心态，其实系都带有骄傲嘅成分。
If we actually think like this, it can actually come with a lot of guilt.
It comes from pride, a little bit of pride.
Oh, sorry, yeah, it comes from a bit of pride.
如果我哋觉得而家唔合格，将来可能会合格，即系话我哋喺神面前可以自己令到自己合格啦。
Right, so if we think like this, it comes from pride because maybe right now we think we're not worthy, but the idea is that eventually if we work hard enough, we could become worthy.
神，我哋系误解咗神嘅说话，神嘅信息，因为神嘅信息话，我哋永远都唔可以喺神面前合格。
And so if we think like this, we've actually completely misunderstood the gospel and God's truth because the reality is we can never work hard enough to become worthy in God's sight.
即使我哋系罪人，神会能愿意嚟宽恕我哋，我哋只需要讲愿意，我愿意。
However, if we admit that we are sinners, if we come before God and we actually say, I'm willing to accept you, that's all we really need to say.
这个就是好像我们500年前这个宗教改革马丁路德说这个重大的交换重大的交换。
This is like historically 500 years ago during the Reformation when Martin Luther said, this is the great exchange.
众人大人类是罪人耶稣是圣洁。
All of us are sinners. Jesus, He's the righteous one.
神拎走我哋嘅罪，放喺耶稣里边，耶稣身体。
God took and exchanged all of our sins and put it all onto Christ.
佢攞咗耶稣嘅圣洁、完美同埋公义放喺我哋嗰度。
He took Christ's purity, His righteousness, His justice and put it onto us.
罪嘅公价的确系死亡，所以耶稣基督系代替我哋死喺十字架上。
And indeed, the wages of sin is death, and so therefore, Jesus took that burden and bore it on the cross.
耶稣从死里复活，系显示到神接受这个代价。
When Jesus rose from the dead, it was signifying that God had received and accepted the sacrifice.
我哋点样先会认罪呢？
So how do we repent?
我哋要谦卑。
We have to be humble.
谦卑先会让我哋向神。来忏悔。
When we're humble, that will actually allow us to come before God with this repentance and this sorrow.
谦卑先使我哋认识我哋系罪人，要需要赦免。
Being humble is what allows us to come to this place to realize we actually need to be forgiven.
谦卑唔系因着自己对于神嘅恩典有啲咩贡献。
Being humble means that when we come before God, we realize that there's nothing we can add to God's grace.
谦卑是承认一切所有的祝福都是因为神的恩典、神的拯救，同埋透过耶稣基督的舍己。
Being humble means that we come before God and we realize that everything comes from God's grace, His provision and through Christ.
唯有完全谦卑，我们才能够真真正正来荣耀神。
It is only when we come before God fully humble that we can truly glorify Him.
因为我哋喺神面前乜都冇。
Because before God, we really have nothing to bring.
只系接受。
All we can do is receive Him.
但点解我哋尝试有时都会拒绝谦卑同埋悔改咧？
How can we understand these themes of being humble and repenting?
所以呢篇经文继续，耶稣就。讲一个警告。
Within this passage, Jesus has a warning.
我们再读一次31-34节。
Let's reread here, verses 31-34.
主又说，这样我可用什么比这世代的人呢？他们好像什么呢？好像孩童坐在街市上彼此呼叫说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不啼哭。施洗约翰来不吃饼不喝酒，你们说他是被鬼附着的。人子来他也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。
And so Jesus says, to what then shall I compare the people of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not weep.For John the Baptist has come, eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you said, he is a demon. But the Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you said, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, and a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
Yet
wisdom is justified by its children.
耶稣以街市上的小蚊仔来比喻世界大部分的人。
Jesus goes on to use the analogy to compare the majority of people to like little children in the supermarket.
而家小朋友都唔会喺市场嚟玩下啦，都系喺电脑嚟玩，咁可能个比喻有少少减低咗个力量。Okay,
that's so today, I mean, generally you don't really see kids playing around in the supermarket too much. Maybe they're generally playing video games, so maybe the analogy is a little bit removed.
但
系 still,
但你想象下八至十岁嘅细蚊仔互相叫对方话，你扮喊啦，喊下啦，咁就要求细蚊其他人喊。
So, but maybe you can kind of use your imagination a little bit and think of children 8 to 10 years old calling out to each other, you know, act sad, cry.
咁另外小蚊仔话，你笑啦，扮开心啦，跳下舞啦，咁要求其他小蚊仔要跳舞，要扮笑。
Or maybe some other kids go, no, let's pretend to be happy, let's dance, let's sing.
个重点就系话，耶稣话依个世人大部分嘅人嘅态度就系话，我想你点就点。
And so Jesus uses an analogy to compare to most people, that they just want, if they want you to be this way, be this way, if they want you to be that way, be that way.
他们要求其他人，特别是，这个是施洗约翰和甚至是耶稣，要符合自己所要求的。
And a lot of people want, Jesus and John the Baptist to fulfill their own expectations of how they would want them to be.
而他们以个人的主观同埋意念嚟去批评佢哋
，and they use their own philosophy, their own standards to basically judge them.
讲到大纲写住，耶稣警告呢啲拒绝成长嘅人，妄想神符合自己的所需所求。Your sermon outline, yeah, the outline, the blue, I think. That against.Conventional wisdom.
Okay. So this Jesus warning against the conventional wisdom or conventional immaturity, or expecting God to fit into our expectations.
有个成语咧，觉得比较相似嘅中文嘅成语吹毛求疵，吹毛求疵呢个成语。
So there is a parable.
An idiom.
Idiom in Chinese.
It's like a hair-splitting criticism. That's what it is. Hair-splitting criticism.
Okay, it's like a hair-splitting criticism.
其实自己唔系好识噶，系 Maria 帮我翻译嘅手稿。咦，呢个成语都几得意，咁研究下系咪
？It's too advanced for me.
Yeah. 但系我觉得呢个成语系当然系显示到仲大部分嘅人嘅态度，但系觉得仲有更细节嘅重点。
So this idiom is actually very appropriate for this situation about hair splitting. But there's actually an even deeper point to it.
就是大部分的人是把神觉得最重要的东西觉得不重要，而不重要的东西他们觉得最重要。
And so here's what people do is the things that are very important to God, they treat as trivial. And the things that are actually trivial to God,these people treat as extremely important.
在这篇经文最重要就是神的信息。
And so what's most important in this, piece of scripture here is the good news, the truth of God.
不重要呢就是讲员的外表。
What's not important is the appearance of the person delivering the message.
我特登穿着个恤衫，大家不会跌倒啊，咁样讲笑啫。
Pastor James is dressed so nicely, just so that no one here will stumble.
但是这班人耶稣就是纠正他们，说他们批评约翰，说咦，他们觉得约翰一定不是神差派来啦。看到他又吃的就是吃虫，穿的衣服好像乞衣咁，住的地方住的街，怎么可以是神差派来呢？
And so these people, when they looked at John, they judged him. They said, you know, this person, he doesn't dress nicely. He doesn't, live in a nice place. He eats worms and bugs. He's not dressed in good clothing. This is definitely not someone God would send.
他们觉得甚至还觉得约翰可能是有神经病，或者被魔鬼搞。
They even thought that maybe John is a little bit psychotic, or maybe even demon possessed.
咁啊，耶稣咧，耶稣话耶稣一定唔会系神差派嚟啦，系咪？咁开放，同啲罪人食饭，点会啊？
And then for Jesus, they think, well, he's way too liberal. I mean, he even eats with the sinners. There's no way.
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我哋有时自己心里边嘅态度会唔会咁咧？
A lot of times, if we examine ourselves, is our heart attitudes like that?
听到讲完，听到牧师讲到，可能觉得，啲衫着得好似唔整齐。
Maybe when we look at a pastor speaking a sermon, he's not dressed all too sharp.
讲嘢好似讲得又闷，又对我哋即系又唔够实际。
When they're speaking, it's like, oh, they're pretty slow, pretty drawn out, boring, not really relevant.
耶稣系想显示我哋人类嘅趋势。
Jesus is trying to challenge our misconceptions.
我哋每次听神嘅讲道嗰阵时，读神嘅话语嗰阵时，我哋应该系检讨自己。
Each time when we're listening to God's word, when we're listening to a sermon, we need to examine ourselves.
耶稣话小心啊，我哋好容易，人系好容易嚟错过呢个检讨嘅机会。
Jesus said, "Be careful, be very careful. It's so easy for us to slip up in this way."
但系神嘅纠正系恩典。
But God's truth is of grace.
神透过讲员或者系牧师传道人讲道系恩典。
And God's grace is what allows the pastor or the speaker to actually speak his truth to us.
为什么讲道是恩典呢？
Why is God's message or sermon a grace?
你又不是见一个牧师或者传道人过来亲自来针对你讲道而已，是不是在讲道，所以大家都听得到。
I mean, what's the big deal? You see a pastor come bring his message before you preach it, announce it before you. Why is it such a big deal?
讲员嘅劝勉系想你哋大家自己默祷检讨，唔系想令到你羞耻尴尬。
Okay, a pastor is not wanting to preach so that he can get money, I guess. It's not to basically ask the congregation to reflect.
同埋神嘅出发点系想我哋有真实嘅信心
，and to actually be able to preach the message so that there's true faith.
但耶稣话好多人会好幼稚。
But Jesus says there's going to be a lot of people who will be very childish, very immature.
个态度就系我话点就点。
Whose attitudes will be, well, the way I want it is the way I want it.
他们有两个很幼稚的看法或者理由啊，你个大纲，你讲到大纲咁写。
There will be two very childish excuses or two very childish ways of thinking.
第一就是说觉得上帝太严厉
了。The first way is that God is just way too strict.
他们看到这个施洗约翰又禁食又禁饮，好像觉得哇，怎么这么严肃啊？吓荣。崇拜神使乜咁严肃啊？
So they look at John the Baptist and they see him fasting, they see him not dressing well, and they go, "Whoa! Like, does it have to go to that kind of an extreme? Does it have to be that serious?"
喺旧约嘅禁食祷告系神嘅以色列人系预备面对神、崇拜神。
So in the Old Testament, the practice of fasting and praying is actually a practice that the Israelites did in preparing themselves to come before God.
我哋会唔会有时觉得神嘅话语有时太严厉呢？
Do we sometimes, when we're reading God's word, think that God's word and His requirements are too strict?
当我哋读神嘅话语或者听到讲到神劝勉我哋要原谅某些人，我哋冇得太严厉呢？
When we're listening to a sermon or reading God's word and we hear that we're supposed to forgive so and so, do we think that's too strict?
当神嘅话语劝勉我哋捐我哋嘅金钱喺短宣或者帮啲穷嘅人，我哋会唔会觉得咦，我哋已经奉紧献喎，吓 10% 咯，仲要俾多啲钱啊？系咪太严厉咧？觉得神嘅话语？
And so when we hear in a sermon or read in scripture, feel convicted and are told that we need to donate more and give towards missions, and we're thinking, well, I'm already tithing, I'm already giving 10%, you want me to give even more? Do we think that that's too much, too extreme?
当神的话语劝勉我们的你们仔女，或叫他们放弃追求学业这个成功或者事业的成功，但是来追求神的旨意，那你会觉得会不会太严厉呢？神的话语太严厉了。
When we hear that we actually need to let go of our pursuit of education or status of our careers and instead to pursue after God's will and lay down our lives in that way, do we think that that's too extreme and too much?
其实耶稣严厉地来警告世人，是令到我们不要再贪恋世上的财宝。
The reality is when Jesus encourages us to let go and to not value too much the things of this world.
嚟免得将来受到神嘅审判，而得到与神亲密嘅关系，同埋经历神称我哋为伟大。
It is so that we don't have to eventually face God's judgment, and so that we can actually receive God's blessing into His kingdom and be called great by God.
有啲人可能觉得，咦？但系神系慈爱，一定会原谅我哋啦。
So some people might think, oh, but God is loving kindness; He's for sure gonna forgive me.
同埋佢新约嘅神系充满恩惠嘅神，佢唔会有咁严厉嘅要求嘅。
And the God of the New Testament is a very gracious God. He's not gonna be so strict.
但是现在神的话语是告诉我们是要舍己，要完全来跟随祂。如果我们这样想，是不是真的好像耶稣这样形容大多数的人一样呢？
However, in this passage of scripture, it's actually warning us against this kind of thinking. And if we think like this or have attitudes like this, aren't we like the majority of people?
神是邀请我们接受圣经的每一章、每一节、每一句。
God is asking us to accept in scripture every verse, every line, every chapter.
但有时有另外幼稚的态度。
So there is another, childish way.
就是觉得上帝太开放了。
And it is thinking that God's ways are too open and too liberal.
这帮人觉得耶稣一定不是神差派，他的朋友和罪人吃饭，一定是太开放，一定不是神差派来的。
And so these people would think, well, there's no way that, Jesus is from God because he's just way too open. He eats with sinners.
记得几个礼拜前呢，阿罗牧师呢就提起有一对穷嘅人瞓喺我哋嘅教会建筑物外边。记唔记得？
A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Anthony mentioned that there's some poor people sleeping outside of our church in the porch area.
佢仲邀请我哋嚟邀请。同埋祝福，同埋叫佢哋嚟我哋教会。
And he encouraged and asked us that we should actually welcome them in the name of Jesus into our church.
当我哋听到牧师咁样鼓励我哋会唔会觉得心里边觉得太开放
？So when we think of this, do we actually reflect and go, "Oh, wow, this action is a little bit too open"?
根本不切实际。我哋明明还教会，佢哋西人嚟嘅，点会叫佢入嚟咧？太开放。
This is a Chinese church, you know. They're not Chinese. Why should we be inviting them?
可能风险太高，太多风险。
Maybe it's not practical. It's just too risky.
咁如果佢偷咗我哋啲嘢咁点啊？伤害我哋细蚊仔咁点啊
？What happens if they come into our church and steal our stuff or hurt one of our kids?
咁当然，我哋系要用智慧嚟行事啦。
I mean, of course, we need to act wisely.
但如果神嘅话语系。鼓励我哋系爱别人，甚至系爱穷嘅人。咁我哋会唔会系错过咗神嘅心意呢
？However, if God's word teaches us to love each other and especially those who are poor, are we actually circumventing God's words？
呢篇经文嘅重点就系我哋要以谦卑嘅心面对神嘅教导。
Here's the point: is that we need to come before God's words and His truth with humility.
唔好再自以为是。
That we can't establish our own ways.
我睇下第35节最后一节。
Let's look at verse 35.
结束呢篇经文，神嘅话语话系，但智慧之子，耶稣话智慧之子都以智慧为事。
The last verse says in verse 35, yet wisdom is justified by all her children.
咁智慧当然系讲紧系神嘅智慧啦。
So this wisdom is obviously talking about God's wisdom.
咁符合神嘅智慧，嗰啲细蚊仔仔女系边个咧
？And so who are these children that are children of this wisdom？
我哋睇翻二十九节。
So let's look back at verse 29.
记唔记得呢班人众百姓同埋税吏，佢哋接受咗约翰嘅信息同埋洗礼
？So why did this group of tax collectors and sinners receive the baptism of John？
佢哋仲以神为义，系咪度？呢几个字，以神为义。
And they even declared God just or God righteous.
其实喺希腊文咧，呢个字眼，以神为义，同埋呢边喺第35节，以智慧为事，为义为事，系一样嘅字嚟嘅。
So in Hebrew, actually, the just.
In Greek.
In Greek, in verse 29, when it says they declared God just, that just is the same just that we see here in verse 35 where it says wisdom is just or justified by.
所以智慧嘅仔女，即系听从神嘅智慧嘅仔女，就系呢班人。
And so, therefore, we can make the connection that the children of wisdom is actually this group of people in verse 29.
呢班人称神话佢系公义嘅，神咁样应许，佢就喺透过耶稣成就佢嘅应许，神系公义嘅。
And so these group of people through Jesus declared that God is just, that God is righteous.
第三十五节仲补充话神嘅智慧系啱嘅，正确嘅。
In verse 35 it goes even further to say that it is justified, that it is right, God's wisdom.
若果我哋喺会众里边系有啲仲未信耶稣嘅朋友。
If among us here gathered today, there are some of you who haven't accepted Jesus yet.
我想邀请你哋嚟跟随耶稣。
I want to ask you to receive Jesus.
其实悔改同埋信靠耶稣唔系个负担。
Repentance and following Jesus is not actually a burden.
自己孤独嚟负自己嘅包袱先系负担。
Trying to carry your own burden all alone, all by yourself, that's actually what's heavy.
假如因为你觉得你自己犯过错，而自己唔够好，唔配神嘅恩典，我邀请你嚟怎接受喺神主耶稣面前接受佢嘅恩典。
If you feel that you're not worthy, that you've sinned and you can't carry your own burden, I just ask and request that you just come before God as you are.
你只需要向主耶稣基督话我愿意。神拎走我的罪啦。
All you need to do is just come before Jesus and say, Jesus, I come before you, please take away my sins.
拎走我的罪，拎走我的包袱，拎走我的惧怕，拎走我的忧虑。
Take away my sins, take away my sorrow, take away my shame.
而有些弟兄姊妹已经是立志跟随耶稣，但是还未受洗。
And brothers and sisters, there might be some who have accepted Christ, but who have yet to be baptized.
如果你已经承认了耶稣基督在十字架为你的受苦，为你死，为你从死里复活，你的确可以接受洗礼。
If you have already accepted Jesus and proclaimed that he is the Messiah and he has died on the cross for your sins, you are ready to be baptized.
你还可以有一个荣幸在人面前说神是最伟大，神拯救了我。
You have this ability to be able to stand before people and say, yes, God is great. He is the one who has saved me.
如果神是今早早是引导你想做一个决定，请你我们结束之后跟罗牧师或者我或者其他的执事教会领袖来谈一下。
If you sense that God is moving you this morning, to make this commitment, please, either commitments, please take the time to talk to Pastor Anthony or Pastor James or any of the other leaders.
对于我们已经信主同埋系受咗洗嘅弟兄姊妹
，to those brothers and sisters who have already accepted Christ and as well have already been baptized，
神嘅话语想提醒我哋
，God's words want to remind us this morning。
我哋不如唔好好似法利赛人咁咯
，Let us not be like the Pharisees，
只顾专行呢个外表嘅仪式。
Focusing so much on the external appearances and performance.
不如我哋放弃世俗嘅价值观。
Let's lay down the way the world sees us and what's important in the world's eyes.
不如我哋全心全意嚟侍奉我哋嘅神。
Let us come full-heartedly to serve our God.
我哋已经进入咗神嘅国。
We have already come into the kingdom of God.
神已经耶稣已经为我哋死同埋复活。
Jesus has already died for us and has already resurrected.
我们已经成为神所喜悦的王子和公主。
We have already become pleasing princes and princesses in God's eyes.
愿我们从今完全听从神的话语，信服神的旨意，全心全意侍奉祂。
Let us come before him full-heartedly, fully seeking after his heart and will to serve him.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's come before him and pray.
主啊，你真伟大。
Lord, God, you are truly great.
在世界的价值观，在人面前，我们不算是什么。
In people's eyes, in people's assessment of us, we might not amount to much.
其实在我们个人，在你面前，我们只是罪人。
And actually, even before your eyes, we are sinners.
我哋系应该系你被你审判嘅。
We should be judged and punished by you.
但我哋做唔到嘅嘢，主，你透过你嘅独生子耶稣基督做到。
Lord God, what we could not do on our own, you have done through your Son, your only Son, Jesus.
我哋感谢你，因为按着恩典，按着信心，我哋能够作为你嘅儿女。
And so we thank you because through grace and through our faith, we can actually receive you.
你系唔会忘记我哋嘅。
And that you would never ever forget us.
你是觉得我们是很宝贵。
That you see us as extremely valuable and precious.
主啊，我知道你今早是想跟我们每个人个人讲说话。
Lord, we know that this morning you want to be able to speak to us.
求你引导我们的新来的朋友，令到他们知道跟随你不是负担，但是祝福。
Can you speak to us and especially to those newcomers that following you is not a burden, but instead that it's a blessing?
求你带领我们的弟兄姊妹，虽然他们以过往是觉得自己不配，但令到他们释放他们的心，让他们知道他们今天他可以做一个决定来受洗。
That even though we might feel inside that we're not worthy, that, for those brothers and sisters that you would speak to them to know that they can make that decision to become baptized.
让我们作为教会南温众恩堂教会家庭，作为一个全心全意侍奉你的教会。
Lord God, we pray for our church that we would be a church who would actually serve you with our whole heart, our whole will and being.
让我们真真正正能够荣耀你的名。
Let us truly be able to glorify your name.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.